A limiting belief is usually invisible. You don't know you have it. It is an assumption you are making about yourself or about life or about what can or can't be done or what's impossible and what's possible. And you believe it the truth. It's a limiting belief if, in fact, you have borrowed it from someone else or you developed it because of some traumatic situation, you suddenly got this belief. But it seems real, and that's one of the tricky things about it. Somebody else has to kind of point it out to you. Hey, wait a minute. You're saying that's true, and I know it feels like it, but it's a limiting belief. People are restricting themselves by looking at the past. It's like looking in the rearview mirror. I tell people that sometimes they live their life by looking in the rearview mirror. Yeah. They see the past, and they think, oh, that's the way I am. That's the way it's going to be. And they project their future as though it were the past. And, of course, that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you think something's going to be, you act as defensively and you act as though it were going to be, and it becomes. So this is an enormously, it's really crippling belief that so many people have, that it wasn't right then, or I didn't do it right then, or I've never been able to do that. I never will be able to. I never will be able to is so common in people. And too much concentration on what we have or haven't been able to do in the past can make for a tremendous problem. And when we free ourselves of this pattern and we don't automatically assume the future is the same as the past, it opens up the possibility for a huge learning all kinds of new things, trying all kinds of new things, being a different way with other people, with our lives, with our everything in our lives. And it enables us to do a lot more things, a lot. Let's work on using EFT to change this limiting belief. Something in your life which makes you think, I've never been able to do that, so I never will. Or you might be thinking, well, that's just not me. That's just not me. So I want you to think now of something that's been true for you in the past that you would prefer not to have true for you in the future.